Hello, I'm Steve Lebunsky, your host for Monitor 67.
There are those, I suppose, think we're mad. Heaven knows the world has gone to rush into ruin. What we think is chic, unique, and quite adorable. They think he's all in fun and adorable. But the fact is, everything today is thoroughly modern. Check your personality, everything today makes yesterday slow. Better face reality. Insanity, it's vanity fair. In fact, it's stylish to raise your skirts and bob your hair. In a rumble seat, the world is so cozy. If the boy is kissable and the tango dance, they would allow. Now it's not permissible. Goodbye, good goody girl, I'm shaking and how. So beat the drum, cause here comes family modern.
Outdoors with Kirk Gowdy, brought to you by Keykaper, makers of Mercury outboard motors, and by Zebco Sports Products, both divisions of Brunswick Corporation. Here's Kirk Gowdy.
Would you like to relive the adventures of Lewis and Clark, the greatest expedition in the history of this country, the trip that really opened up our great West? We'll hear all about it from our special guest today, Reese Tuttle, the outdoor writer of the Des Moines Register and Tribune. But first, this message.
The real beauty of Mercury's new Thunderbolt outboard ignition is that it does away with problems. It has no breaker points to wear out or replace, so you can forget about ignition tune-ups. It delivers such a high voltage spark that spark plugs last for years. And since Thunderbolt eliminates pre-ignition, you can use leaded gasoline if you want. Because Thunderbolt fires current to the spark plugs instantly, the engine starts instantly, every time. A Mercury outboard with Thunderbolt ignition. Run smooth as silk, all the way from idle up to top speed, summer and winter alike. Breakerless Thunderbolt, first electronic ignition system for outboards, is available on four new Mercuries, 50, 65, 95, and 110 horsepower. See your Mercury outboard dealer. He's got all nine quiet new Mercuries for 1967, 3.9 to 110 horsepower. Once again, Kurt Gowdy.
Reese Tuttle is the outdoor writer of the Des Moines Register and Tribune. And Reese, why are you interested in the Lewis and Clark Trail?
Primarily because of my long friendship and association with the late J.N. Ding Darling, the cartoonist and conservationist who actually conceived this idea of a trail, commemorating that great expedition.
And how do you plan to go about this, Reese?
Well, it's already been established, a Lewis and Clark Commission has been established by Congress, which is to coordinate the efforts of 11 states through which the trail goes to develop it. It will not be a federal project as such, but a cooperative deal between the 11 states.
Let's have a brief history lesson here, if we're hazy on our Lewis and Clark expedition. When did it take place? Trace the trail for us, briefly.
Well, they organized their crew, of course, at Wood River in St. Louis, Missouri, Wood River, Illinois, and actually departed from Wood River in 1804. They spent the winter at Fort Mandan, North Dakota, and there, incidentally, they Sacagawea, the Indian maiden to guide them over the mountains. They went on up to the headwaters of the Missouri the next year, then over the mountains, the Lolo Trail, to Fort Clatsop, which they established and spent the winter and came back the next year, 1806.
And weren't they the first to discover Yellowstone Park in Wyoming?
This is correct.
See what they must have seen in those days, the game and the fish and the...
In fact, their journals reveal all of this, and the game was just terrific in places.
This has been called the greatest expedition in the history of our country. Do you agree with this?
Undoubtedly. It opened up greater resources to the nation than any other single expedition.
Now, when the trail is officially commemorated here by our government, I imagine there'll be many great sightseeing places and also outdoor activities to enjoy along the Lewis and Clark Trail route.
This is true. In fact, a person will have a choice of water trails. They may go up the Missouri River the same way that Lewis and Clark did, by motorboat or whatever kind of craft they wish. There's campsites on the sandbars, some of them right near where Lewis and Clark camped. They've been pinpointed through the journals. There'll be marinas and all this. There'll be hiking trails, bicycle trails, and horseback trails. In fact, the Forest Service already has a trail across the Lolo Trail established.
This would be something that, even if you just made part of the trip, to relive those memories and really appreciate, as we would do it in comfort now, what those men went through
this
and the members of their expedition.
This is true, Kurt. In fact, they're going to set up segments and have maps that they can take one segment at a time if they wish and do this, and not necessarily all in one time.
The commemoration of this trail, when will it officially come about?
Well, actually, it will be well established, I would say, by 1970.
And that's the story of the remarking and the commemorating of the greatest adventure story probably in the history of our country, the Lewis and Clark Trail. And this is Kurt Gowdy for Monitor Outdoors.
Now this word about Zebco sports products. The thrashing sound of a big catch is music to the angler's ears. And fishermen who catch the big ones fish with Zebco. Stop by your Zebco dealers today. Handle any Zebco balance tackle combination and see what we mean by the fabulous feel of Zebco. When it has the name Zebco or Redhead, buy it. Nothing measures up to Zebco quality. Zebco Division, Brunswick Corporation. Later today on Monitor Outdoors, some tips on how to choose the right boat for you and your family. You're on the Monitor Beacon. Monitor continues. When a man went to his London tailor the other day to pick up his new suit, he found that his bill came to $1,134. The tailor said it was the most expensive suit in the world. It's made of the finest wool obtainable, so fine, in fact, that the suit was insured against fire, theft, and damage while it was being made. The tailor admitted that the cloth is so soft that the owner will have great trouble keeping the trousers pressed. Apparently, you just don't get a permanent press in suits that cost over $1,100.
Tell your troubles goodbye.
Lay some happiness on me, so the brighter side. You'll see no more loneliness to be. Lay some happiness on me.
Spill that cup of trouble and sorrow, sooner the better for you. With a happy tomorrow, we got some living to do.
Lay some happiness on me, so the brighter side. You'll see no more loneliness to me. Lay some happiness on me.
Call me up and I'll speak smarter. Honey, let's kiss me too. A good, good lover makes a bad, bad fighter, and I'm not digging on you.
Lay some happiness on me, so the brighter side. You see, no more loneliness to me. Lay some happiness on me.
Lay
Lay Some Happiness on Me, new by Dean Martin.
Ah, hey, 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 it's the swinging season, and RCA Victor gives you good reason to get smart. You find the swinging stereo, radio, tape recorders, and TV.
The swinging season is here with the first portable color TV from RCA Victor. New radios, swing line portable stereos, and new tape recorders, too.
RCA!
Enjoy the swinging season. See your RCA Victor dealer now. At 21 minutes past the hour, Vicky Carr on monitor.
Surely, sure, content is a ring. Surely, sure, endless is the way. As I stand here and remember that once our hearts were one, and every day was spring to me till you left and took away the sun. Now the days are lonely, the song of love is still. They say that I'll forget you, but I say I never will. And it hurts with such a pain to be alone and lonely in the rain. And it hurts with such a pain to be alone and lonely in the rain. Surely, sure, constant is the rain. As I stand here and remember that once our hearts were one, and every day was spring to me till you left and took away the sun. Now the days are lonely, the song of love is still. They say that I'll forget you, but I say I never will. And it hurts with such a pain to be alone and lonely in the rain. And it hurts with such a pain to be alone and lonely in the rain. Sure be sure, constant is the rain. Sure be sure.
Next on monitor, Arlene Francis, brought to you by Orlon 33 Acrylic, the DuPont carpet fiber that never gets tired, and James Lee's Carpets. Here's Arlene Francis.
You've probably heard me talk before about Lee's cushy carpets made with pile of Orlon 33 Acrylic by DuPont. But did I tell you about the five different textures, the loop pile and the twist and the plush and the two elegant sculptures? Well, Lee has them all, you know, at their springy, lively Orlon 33 best.
Springier, bouncier, it's the carpet fiber that's lovelier. Springier, livelier, made money fun, it's Orlon 33.
When you look at Lee's full house of textures in carpets made with Orlon 33 acrylic, be sure to give them the touch test. Your bare toe will tell you how much springier, livelier, plushier these heavenly carpets by Lee's really are.
Springier, livelier, made by the fun, it's Orlon 33.
Sometimes the solution for the overworked homemaker is hiring outside help. But then come the problems of whom to hire, where to find her, how much to pay her, and the question of exactly how much hired help should be asked to do around the house. Now, for answers to some of these questions, my guest is Margaret Albrecht, author of A Complete Guide for the Working Mother. Mrs. Albrecht, many housewives need paid help for their homes, but they're afraid that it will be just too expensive. How can they figure out in advance just what it will cost to hire somebody to help out?
The best thing to do is check your ads locally, check with domestic service agencies, ask your friends, and then think not only about the salary, but about such items as possibly an agency fee. if the woman is to be around enough to have meals in the home, increased food budget, mm-hmm. and possibly telephone and electricity bills. Not many of the regulations that cover the rest of us cover domestic workers, it's even advisable to have liability insurance in mm-hmm. case she's injured in your home. This ought to give you a fairly good idea.
Mrs. Albrecht, many homemakers don't know how to conduct an interview with a prospective maid or a homemaid. Can you give us some guidelines on that?
You have to decide whether you want someone who cooks, someone who cleans beautifully, someone who is primarily to take care of the children, because no one person is going to do everything. I think, if possible, that a prospective homemaid should be taken on a tour of the apartment or the house so she can see for herself how difficult or complicated the cleaning is and get some feel of the home itself.
Mm-hmm. And let her know what appliances you have that
by
can use
all
and
means.
So forth. Yeah, well, now we know what the housewife should tell her prospective household aide, but what questions should she ask the applicant?
Well, she might ask her what she likes to do best.
Uh-huh.
I think people do best what they like doing. And you might find out that she likes to cook. This might fit in with just what you're looking for. It might not. Why she left her last job sometimes mm-hmm. elicits information, sometimes not. A working mother would want to find out about her health. As a matter of fact, some families pay for a medical checkup for home aides.
Mm-hmm.
And whether she has a family of her own, because a working mother can't afford to have someone who is often ill or whose children are going to be ill, and therefore she must stay home with her own children.
Yes.
And the other working mother must stay home with her children.
That was Margaret Albrecht, author of A Complete Guide for the Working Mother. Now, here's Arlene Francis.
Lee's Mark Royal. Business carpets have to be durable. Mark Royal is made to stay springier, bouncier, livelier, longer. It's made with pile of Orlon 33 acrylic by DuPont.
Springier, livelier, made by DuPont, it's Orlon 33.
For business or pleasure, it's those heavenly carpets by Lee's.
Listen again next weekend when Orlon 33 from DuPont and James Lee's Carpets present Arlene Francis. That's new by the Bob Crewe generation, and the title of it is Miniskirts in Moscow. Some of the dress designers have predicted that the miniskirt will be out by the fall, so we at least have the spring and summer to look forward to. Steve Lubunsky here for Monitor, which is nationwide on NBC Radio. WDSU New Orleans is our station for the Great Gulf South.
This is Monitor with the bright new sounds of 67 on the NBC Radio Network.
Monitor 67, your best source of information and entertainment over the weekend. Welcome, I'm Steve Lubunsky. Hugh Downs in a couple of minutes gives us a look at how paper is revolutionizing today's living. Speaking of which, paper caps and gowns for graduating college students are part of the trend. University of Cincinnati students who'll receive degrees this June will be comfortably cool in those paper, no deposit, no return outfits. More on this paper revolution after a song by Buddy Greco. There she goes.
There she goes. She's walking away. Each step that she takes brings heartaches my way. won her heart. I lost her some way. There she goes. She's walking away. That it shows. She's walking away. Oh, there she goes. La 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 la. 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 Oh, if I hadn't cheated, if I. She's walking away. Oh, there she goes. Oh, there she goes. There she goes.
Now, a message meant for you.
Get with living the exciting way. Drink sparkling champagne like nothing else you ever tasted. Nothing else except champagne. So put more sparkle in your life today with sparkling champagne.
If you're high-spirited, sparkling champagne is the drink to match your champagne mood. Champagne, C-H-A-M-P-A-L-E. Buy it wherever beer is sold. Cost just pennies more. Sparkling Champagne Malt Liquor. Metropolis Brewery, Trenton, New Jersey. Next on Monitor, At Home with Hugh Downs, brought to you by Kohler of Kohler, the people with the bold look for 67.
Paper dresses have made fashion news this year, but that's only one example of how paper is revolutionizing family living. And would you believe paper pajamas, furniture, and even a paper house? We'll have more on this after a word from Kohler of Kohler.
This is the year of the bold look, the bright new look in bathroom and kitchen styling. Leading the way is Kohler's new go-with color of the year, avocado. A warm and wonderful green, avocado goes well with anything. And now Kohler offers avocado in a complete line of bathroom fixtures, plus a brand new kitchen sink. But that only begins the bold look. Along with the new avocado color, Kohler presents a dashing array of accent color fixtures, bathroom basins and kitchen sinks that add a bold, bright note of cheer to any surroundings. Kohler basins and sinks are self-rimming. There's no metal rim around the edge, so you save on installation costs. Want more? Get more. Get the whole colorful story of Kohler's bold look for 67. Just write to Kohler, K-O-H-L-E-R, K-O-H-L-E-R, Department 1, Kohler, Wisconsin. Once again, Hugh Down.
Our guest is Mr. Reginald Wells of the Scott Paper Company and a consultant to the American Paper Institute. Mr. Wells, we have read a lot about the fashions in paper now, all kinds of paper clothing, and the fact that there's paper furniture and a paper house that stood for years. What other uses are there for paper now that didn't used to be?
Well, I think one of the newer emerging ones is the use by hospitals for bed sheets, pillowcases, examination gowns. You can understand readily, I think, the sanitary implications of this, being able to wear a gown once and then dispose of it or use a sheet once.
You'd know that you weren't using somebody else's.
Right.
I should be acquainted with that because on a trip across the Pacific a couple of years ago, we had paper sheets, and they were not only very useful from the standpoint of not having to do laundry aboard, but after their use, they could be torn up as waste for cleaning machinery in 100 uses. We were very glad to have them there. One thing I would go for, Mr. Wells, is the problem of a necktie, which we are all obliged to wear in polite society, is that they to stay in press, if there were a paper tie, now maybe there is, that looked good that you could dispose of. Is that in
there? There is now a paper tie, just as there are paper shirts, the paper dresses you're familiar with. There are paper bridal gowns. In the entire garment industry, I think you will find paper emerging more and more as the new material, the disposable material, the material that can be changed with a pair of scissors, can be shortened at whim, and cutting off the bottom of your paper dress gives you immediately a placemats or a bib for your child's luncheon.
And a miniskirt. If you want to retain the dress. The versatility is what amazes me, because apparently it can be made into as diaphanous a substance as the filmiest cloth, and also can be hard enough to provide a lot of body protection in some instances.
This is it. The fascinating thing and the incredible thing about paper is that it can be made hard enough to stop a bullet, and yet with your tissue lines you can be soft enough to diaper a baby with it.
Is there such a thing literally as a bulletproof vest?
Oh, yes, yes. With laminates and compressed board, there are paper bulletproof vests. In fact, the base of most bulletproof vests are paper.
It's a fantastic versatility in the industry. Our thanks to you, Mr. Wells, for giving us this glimpse of how paper is revolutionizing today's living. Our guest, Reginald Wells, consultant to the American Paper Institute. This is Hugh Downs for Monitor. And now, once again, a word from Kohler of Kohler.
There are no statistics on it, but looking at new homes during the weekend has to be one of the most popular family pastimes. It's a most pleasant way to spend a few hours, whether you're planning to enjoy living in a new home of your own or just like to window shop in the grand manner. There was never a better time for looking. Homes are better than ever. Their workmanship, their conveniences, their pleasures give you a glimpse of the future. Visit a model home in your community today. At Home with Hugh Downs has been brought to you by Kohler of Kohler, who brings you the bold look for 67. You and I are on the monitor beat. Back with Monitor at 15 and a half minutes before the hour. These are the Charlie Colello Singers.
When I tell you that I love you, it's so true. That is always, that is always, I love you. When I tell you, when I tell you that I love you, love you all the way. Did you know it? 'Cause I show it every day.
Is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark today. There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
Music by Andy Williams coming up after this greeting.
Hello, this one, that one, and you nice other ones. My name, Jose Jimenez, the bellboy serving you a message from the bell system. If you don't plan a trip or two, don't listen to my eloquent words. Listen only to my The agent. Summer, on vacation or nice weekends, you probably will stay in a hotel, motel, or resort. If so, you have a pleasure in store. In many of these rooms, you will see a little card sitting quietly and pleasantly next to the room phone. Don't let it startle you. It's only a picture of me with my Jose the Bellboy tips to travelers. Tip number one is always call ahead for reservations. Even if you arrive late, there will be your room waiting. Tip number two can ease your worried minds and heads, either once. Call home to keep in touch and to share your pleasure. Tip number three is the best one. It will make possible next year's travel fun. Call the office and let the boss know you miss him.
Just think of things like daffodils and peaceful sheep on clover hills, the morning song of whippoorwills, and you'll see the face that I love. Think of any old sky getting ready to cry. Down comes the rain, but it's raining confetti. And think of things like far-off isles, to blue-green eyes and sunlit smiles, and in your hand a wishing star, the one you thought too far above. Every lovely view introduces you to the face I love.
Of Andy Williams. In one moment, the American coach of the Mexican Olympic gymnastic team. Monitor Sports is brought to you by State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurance company.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. When you got a common name like mine, you keep getting phone calls from people who really want one of the other three dozen Fosters in a phone book. In my old neighborhood, we even had a dog named Foster. Friends come looking for me and say, hey, where's Foster? Somebody say, down the street chasing cats. Now, the reason I say that is, you folks that want to save money on car insurance are probably going to look in your yellow pages for the name of your nearest State Farm agent. And the thing you got to watch, there are several car insurance companies with the word state in their name. So when you call, make sure you're talking to an agent for State Farm Mutual. Ask him, how many years State Farm's been the world's largest car insurer? He should say 25 years. Ask him how many agents and claim representatives State Farm has across the country. He should say more than 13,000. Finally, ask him how many cars State Farm insures. He should say over 9 million. If he gives you all the right numbers, ask him then if State Farm has a policyholder named Phil Foster, just to make sure I got the right number.
Hands across the border has long been the dream of politicians, but it's been a reality in sports for some time. Many American coaches are currently in Mexico, helping that country prepare itself as the host of the 1968 Summer Olympics. Among them, former Penn State gymnast Armando Vega, who is serving as Mexican Olympic gymnastic coach. A report from Lucky J. Miller at a sports arena in Mexico City. The sounds in the background come from weightlifters working out.
Armando Vega, you've been an Olympic competitor in both Melbourne and in Tokyo, and now you're the coach of the Mexican gymnastic squad. How do your prospects for 1968 shape up to you?
Well, actually, what Mexico really wants to do is to have a team that looks presentable. I don't believe that they have in their minds that they're going to win anything, but I feel that I have one boy in pre-exercise that could do something. I mean, by doing something, I mean placing the top six.
You were in gymnastics at Penn State. In fact, I think there you were the NCAA gymnastic champion for 2 years, were you not?
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm.
And now you're here coaching as an American for the Mexican Olympic Committee?
Correct, yes. I've been here going on 2 years.
Do the Mexicans take gymnastics a little more seriously than we do in the United States?
Well, it's hard to say that because they don't have the system of gymnastics the way we do in the United States, but the boys here are training very hard, and I believe that Mexico is going to progress very rapidly and perhaps give the United States a good competition in 1968.
Well, I wonder if you could comment on why the United States has not won an Olympic gold medal in gymnastics since 1932. Obviously, we're not doing everything right in the United States either.
Well, it's very difficult to win a medal when you are competing against men that have been training for years and years, and they've had the same coach, who obviously is very, very good. And a lot of us have coached ourselves, and we have a coach for perhaps 3 years while you're in college, and then you're on your own. And over there, well, they're taken care of completely if they show any ability, and of course you're going to become great. And another thing, too, is that when you're being judged in the Olympic Games, there are many communistic countries there that don't favor the United States, so we have to fight that, too.
You think then there is possibly a political bias?
Oh, yes, I'm certain of that.
Gymnastics in a very, very strenuous way. How many gold medals could they possibly win? Now, I'm not saying if there is certainly a keen level of international competition, but how many medals are involved?
Well, there are 8 in the men's division and 6, I believe, in the women's division, so there are 14 in total.
But, realistically speaking...
Now, well, perhaps we'd be extremely happy to win one, period.
In other words, the international level of expertise is just that high.
Yes, and it takes years and years to get a reputation in order to win this medal. You could be the world champion and compete internationally and never win the gold medal. I mean, it just depends if you have the judges on your side.
A constant thread running throughout all discussion of the 68 Olympic Games is altitude. Do you find that this may be a factor in your particular sport here?
No, it doesn't affect us whatsoever, because when an individual is nervous, he forgets about that, and the only event it might affect him is free exercise, and as I said before, when you're nervous, you don't feel the altitude at all.
In other words, then, you're not going to be as hampered with it, perhaps, as a man that's interested in running a mile or something like that.
Absolutely, that's true.
Well, thank you very much. We've been speaking with Armando Vega here at a very beautiful facility, and we're set against a chorus of weightlifters dropping the weights over there in the corner. And this is Jay Miller, reporting from Mexico City for Monitor Sports.
Sports are a healthy and necessary part of every boy's growing up. If there's a Boys Club of America in your community, your youngsters can find a year-round program of good, clean fun. If there isn't a club, you can help start one. Write Boys Clubs of America, New York, New York, 10017.
Mr. Miller? The Mr. Miller who owns a Cub Cadet tractor?
Wrong Miller. You want the one next door.
Well, that's all right. I'm doing a survey on cadet tractors, and I'm sure you've watched your neighbor using his.
Oh, I've seen that guy Miller with his cadet, all right. Mowing, hauling wood, working in the garden.
Uh-huh.
I see too much, I'll tell you.
Well, you sound sort of negative. Does it make too much noise?
Well, no, it's quiet enough. But like they say, it's not a toy, it's a tractor. Built like the big IH tractors.
Well, I don't see
what... You just don't get it. I don't know if that Cub Cadet is ever going to wear out.
Hmm. Well, why should that bother you? What?
You couldn't guess? I sell lawnmowers.
Here's a bonus for you. Buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, anytime before July 1st from a participating dealer. You'll get an international rotary mower free. To find your cadet dealer, phone Western Union and ask for Operator 25. Marimba Band's new version of Georgie Girl. Lynn Redgrave has been nominated for an Academy Award for her role in the film of the same title. Her sister, Vanessa, is also up for an award. It's only the second time that sisters have competed for the Oscar. Joan Fontaine and Olivia de Havilland were nominated in 1941. Miss Fontaine won it for her role in Suspicion. This is Steve Lebunsky for Monitor.
Steve, to the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere. Run it.